Hello and welcome to Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, and Reclaim Your Energy. I'm Leanne Pruitt, your host, and I am so excited about today's guest. It is my dear friend, Denise Stegall. Denise, welcome.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
I'm so excited to have you here. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Denise. So Denise is a speaker, a teacher, she's a transformational life coach, and she is the creator and curator of the Living Healthy List. She's going to tell us more about that. It's such a neat thing as we go along. But you know what, Denise has about 20 years of experience and study in nutrition, cooking, exercise, coaching, and she has a BA in hotel and restaurant and business management with a focus on nutrition. She used to work in the hospitality industry, and she also has certifications in health coaching, life coaching, nutrition, ETP, and plant-based cooking. And what she does is when she works with her clients, she tries to coach and educate them on living a happy, healthy, and productive life through nutrition and self-empowerment. I love that, Denise. That's like so cool what you do. So,
you know, when you start off, when you go, you know, you graduate from high school and you go to college and you think, this is what I'm going to do when I grow up. I'm going to be a fill in the blank. And, you know, then as your life goes on and your career kind of progresses, you know, you kind of do the meandering river thing. Mm-hmm. And it's been really exciting. You know, every step of the way has just really been that next step kind of in on the ladder to where I am today. And, you know, some of them, you know, some of the things that I've done and tried have been amazing. Some of them have definitely been learning experiences.
Well, you know, I mean, we all have those learning experiences. So, you've just taken yours and built them up, you know, really kind of pulled them together to something really interesting now. And we're going to talk about that in a little while. But, you know, you mentioned going to college, and I mentioned that you had the BA in the hotel, restaurant, and business management. So tell me how you kind of got started at doing what you're doing now, how that river flowed, how you got to where you are now.
So, wow. When I was still living in Philadelphia, so I've been in Minnesota now for almost 17 years. Mm-hmm. And I moved here when I got married. My background, of course, was hotel restaurant, and I've worked in hotels. I worked in catering at hotels. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I actually got hired away from the hotel business to who was basically at the time my best client. And they were a corporate meeting planner, mm-hmm. corporate meeting planning company. And so I did a lot of things there. And that's really when I started to see where my career could go. Like, you know, it didn't have to be this straight path. There were definitely other things that I could do. So with meeting planning, sure, there was a lot of hotels that I did. I did a lot of traveling. We focused a little bit more on nutrition. You know, what were we feeding people when we went to meetings? Mm-hmm. And with my background, you know, I had been working in restaurants really since high school in some way, shape, or form, especially in the summers when I was in college. You know, that's what we did. I worked at a restaurant. I worked at a catering facility. So I really was able to see when it came to what we were feeding people, how we were serving people, how food really was changing from, you know, kind of the real heavy, you know, feed them, you know, cheap food that, you know, will make them, you know, make people full, and really changing to more nutritious, more delicious, more kind of eat real food type of thing, as opposed to the mass produced foods that we had been serving people. Kind of like when you think of when you're in college, you know, you think of the cafeteria, the dormitory food. Hotels at the time were still feeding people that kind of food. And mm-hmm. so I was really lucky to see how chefs and food scientists and nutritionists really started to work together more in this industry. So that's really where all of my background in food and nutrition comes from.
You know, you mentioned the dormitory in college and stuff like that, and working in restaurants. I did a lot of that too. When I was, you know, younger, certainly a lot younger. But I remember it was so interesting when I was in college, I went to Georgia Tech. I think there's a diploma behind me for that. But, and I worked for the catering department at Georgia Tech. And it was the exact same kitchen, and the food they would put out in the student center on the, you know, for the line for the students, which just that, like you talked about, just feed them, get them, you know, whatever. But they made such beautiful, exquisite meals for like when they were catering for the president and stuff like that. And I was always so amazed at like how they could do such wonderful things. And then they just kind of threw slop at us. So like, okay.
Yeah.
So, but I guess, yeah, it was a cost benefit thing. So
it was, you had to feed a lot more kids, and, you know, teenagers are hungry and they'll eat anything, put it in front of them. They'll pretty much eat it.
That's true. Yeah. Well, and yeah, we did. So there you go. So now one thing I just wanted to start out, of course, this, you know, this interview series is, Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. So what does Ace Your Space mean to you?
So for me, acing my space specifically is acing my kitchen and my diet. That is the biggest piece for me. When my kitchen's in disarray, I don't eat as well. I'm not as planned out. My, you know, food that I choose to eat wouldn't necessarily be, you know, my first choice. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I'm acing my space and I'm doing things that I know I should be doing, everything just kind of flows. It's easy. I've planned my meals for the week. I've prepped my meals. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, the space, everything's clean and decluttered and prepared. But also when it comes to energy, I'm eating the right foods. I'm eating nutritious things that are, you know, giving my body what it needs to feel good. And, you know, part of feeling good is being able to sleep well. You know, think about, you know, when you don't eat well, you know, you're eating fries and burgers or pizza. And let me tell you, pizza is my favorite food in the world. But when you eat a lot of that on a more regular basis, your stomach doesn't feel good. You get indigestion. You're not sleeping well. And all of that turns into a bit of a cycle. So you're not sleeping well. So you're tired and your energy level is down. And because your energy level is down, you don't really feel like cooking and prepping. And then, so you're eating, you know, kind of quick stuff out of the freezer or stopping at the supermarket more often and just kind of buying stuff that's already prepared rather than preparing meals yourself. And so it gets into that vicious cycle. And so for me, when I think of Ace Your Space, it really starts in the kitchen and in planning.
Well, it's like intentionality. It's like being
absolutely
intentional. So, but yeah, I mean, you're right. If your eating is off, it just kind of, it's like a cascade, like everything gets a little off. So it's like from here to here to here. So
exactly.
Mm-hmm. So now I want to talk about a little bit about the Living Healthy List, because, like, you know, you have done so many interesting things. I was reading a few of them in the in my introduction, and this latest thing is launching the Living Healthy List. So can you tell me about it?
Okay, so Living Healthy List, I think the seed was planted 12 years ago. At the time, I was having some challenges with some health and wellness things. And I started looking online and there was a lot of information, but not really good information. Mm-hmm. So there really was no connection. Like, there's just a lot of information. You know, you can read a book, you can read a magazine, you can go online, but are you really getting good information? Mm-hmm. So Living Healthy List kind of grew from that experience. And again, that was like 12 years ago. So mm-hmm. Just a few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was doing our 1 year program that you and I did together, mm-hmm. The coaching program, I started to meet other coaches and people who were really experts in their different areas of health and wellness and personal development, and really, and fun, because life, you need to have fun in life. But I started to meet all of these interesting people, and the conversations we were having was, you know, oh, we're spending so much time trying to connect with our clients and trying to attract the right people. Wouldn't it be really great if there was a place that we could go to where we were all in one place, where people can come and find the information that they're actually looking for and that they need? So really, who we try to help? We try to help those inquisitive women, typically midlife women. I kind of think, you know, women 45 to on, onward. Who are really struggling to, I guess it's like struggling with information overload. All they really want is honest, reliable, truthful information without wasting hours and hours of time on the internet, kind of getting, you know, stuck down a rabbit hole, or without spending a lot of money on products and programs that they don't know if they're going to work. But more importantly, we help those women to connect with the experts who can actually help them, who want to pick up the phone and talk to them.
Wow, I love that. That is so cool. And you know, I'm a living healthy list expert. So I'm very, very fond of the list. And but you know, it really is. I mean, it is such a big undertaking, but such a great thing that you've done to gather so many really cool experts in one place. And of course, if you guys are wondering how to get, well, it's very easy. It's livinghealthylist.com, but we're going to put links to all of, you know, how to get in touch with Denise and Living Healthy List below this. So you won't have to look too hard. Now, going back to clutter, my favorite subject. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really my view that clutter is really anything that gets in the way of you and what you want to do, in your life, your goals and dreams and that kind of thing. What would you say, what do you think most stops women from really achieving those goals and dreams and really doing what they want to do in life? What would you say?
I think, and this sounds horrible, I think it's the fear, not the fear of being unsuccessful. I think it's the fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. They don't know what the next step is. They're comfortable where they are. And as much as, you know, we may have a dream or a vision, it's really uncomfortable between here, where you are and where you want to be. And there's all of that, you know, all of those unknowns and uncertainties. And that's scary. And that's really what I think holds people back, is they're comfortable where they are. They may be content. Are they really happy? They're okay. But I think it's just the feeling of insecurity that people feel when there's a fear and when there's that that unknown. Mm-hmm. And most of us are like, we know that's kind of where the magic happens. Like as soon as you step out into that next thing, you know, that you know, maybe it's a new job, maybe it's changing your career. Mm-hmm. I think people get so stuck in the, well, what if this doesn't work? Well, then you pivot and you figure something else out. I think a lot of times people have, especially when we have an idea where we are, where we think we'd like to be. Now we don't know how we're going to get there, but what if we make a wrong mistake or, you know, wrong step, or we make a mistake? Yeah. We haven't kind of factored that into the equation. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the equation. But yes, it's scary. And I think that's truly what holds most of us back. Mm-hmm. Is what if we make a decision and it's the wrong one?
Yeah.
For example, I know when I moved here to Minnesota, or right when I was moving to Minnesota, so this was 17 years, it was almost even 18 years, 17 years back in January. So my sister said to me, you know, how do you know that moving to Minnesota is the right thing? Mark and I were engaged. We were not married at the time, but we were engaged and we were going to be getting married. And she said, well, how do you know? Like, what if it doesn't work out? And I said, well, first of all, you know, I have to believe that it will work out. This is the plan. I said, but if it doesn't work out, then I just come back home and do something else. And she looked at me like, huh, hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people get stuck in that. Well, if this doesn't work, then what? Mm-hmm. Well, then you just have to do something different. You just pivot. You know, you know, you're not going to die in a ditch there.
Yep. I love that. That's such a good answer. You know, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and the person that was being interviewed mentioned that she was so surprised. This person was an entrepreneur, and she mm-hmm. said in her book club, it was just her friends and stuff. And I don't know what the book was, but the question that they asked, was everyone was like, when's the last time you did something, you know, scary that, you know, that you that was unknown and scary to you. And she said that, you know, of course her answer was, well, you know, pretty much every day or at least once a week. But she said she was so surprised at like all of her other friends in this book club mentioned, you know, nobody said it. They couldn't even remember. So I think you're right. We get comfortable being in this place where we are. We may want to be here, but it's, you know, we're afraid to step out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's an excellent point. All right. So your tagline is healthy living, happy life. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So to start with, people always say to me, well, shouldn't it be the other way? And honestly, until about 5 years ago, I probably would have agreed. But there's a reason why it's healthy living, happy life. You know, when we look at being happy, we all want to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. We focus on whatever that one thing is that we think at the time is going to make us happy. And we get so caught up in that one thing that we miss so many of the things that are happening around us. You know, whether it's, you know, you're looking for a relationship and you have this idea of the person, this is what they look like, this is the job they're going to have, blah, blah, blah. But then this other person who's been in your life who has all of the qualifications, but you don't notice them because you're looking for this specific person.
Right.
And so when it comes to, you know, being happy, if you're not healthy, it's really hard to be happy if you're not healthy. But when I think healthy, I think healthy body, healthy mind, healthy spirit, healthy finances. So when all of those pieces are in a good place, guess what? Happiness just kind of happens.
Right.
It's not about that one thing that you're searching for. It's those four pieces that kind of fit together, that health piece or that healthy piece that allows you to be happy and to find that happiness and to find the happiness here, to find that happiness within. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right. And also, if you are not healthy, you can't, I mean, while you may have some happiness, you can't like express it the way you want. You're limited and stuff. So I love that. Yeah. So health comes first and then leads to that. So I love that. Now, what tips would you give us to help us free our time and reclaim our energy?
Okay, so what I always kind of come back to, I come back to three specific things. And I use the word pillars, but I probably need a better word. It's to make life so much easier, and again, to declutter, you know, the space and recreate your energy or reclaim your energy. Three things: eat real food, make good choices, and everyone loves this one, be accountable. Mm-hmm. Simple things, not always easy to do. Simple, not easy to do. But almost everything in your life comes back to that. Again, if you're eating real food, and I mean, you know, food the way nature intended, you know, eat real plants, you know, not a lot, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But you're eating nutritious foods, whole foods that that give your body the energy and the vitamins and minerals that it needs. Again, you're eating better, you're sleeping better, you're feeling better, you've got all of that going on. You're making better decisions because you're sleeping better and you're thinking more clearly. So just by eating real food, life is always actually already easier.
Taking it up a little bit.
Right. So eat real food. Make good decisions. One, obviously, number one, you can eat real food. That's a good decision. And not to say that you have to be 100%. Like I said before, my favorite food is pizza. I would eat pizza every day if I could, but I know I can't, especially at this stage of my life.
Yeah.
So the good decision is, I have pizza a couple of times a month. That's about it. I love it. I actually enjoy it more because I'm not eating it on a regular basis, and I'm eating actually better quality pizza than, the slice of pizza I used to get when I was growing up at the pizzeria that was, 75 cents a slice. I don't think anything is 75 cents anymore. So the making good decisions, starts with, again, with eating real food. But if you're making good decisions, when it comes to relationship, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to sleep, all of these things, they go hand in hand. And when you make a good decision, you tend to continue to make good decision after good decision after good decision. Not to mean that sometimes, oops, you don't make a great decision. But if it's only one out of 10, you kind of go, oh, okay. But you continue to make good decisions. On the flip side, when you make a bad decision, it really can send you in a spiral to make, one bad decision after the next. And it's really hard to get back on track. This refers to anything that you're doing, any kind of decision in your life, buying a new car. Do you really need to buy a new car? Is this the right time to buy a new car? Maybe you should buy a used car. All of those things. Same thing with relationships. So when it comes to making good decisions, it's so important that we're paying attention. Mm-hmm. And again, that makes life easier. Good decisions makes life so much better. And then the be accountable piece, people don't like when I say this. You have to be accountable.
Yeah.
You're the only person who, that you can control. And obviously, like we know, nowadays, things are a little crazy. There are some things that are out of our control, but those are things that are out of control, mm-hmm. Out of our, accountability space. But if we're accountable to ourselves, not necessarily to other people, although that's important, mm-hmm. being accountable to yourself makes it so much simpler. It's acing that space, but, and your space is you, like the greatest space that you have. This is the one thing that you always own.
Yeah.
Is just your own space, your own physical space. And so those three pieces just make life so much easier, so much more enjoyable, so much more fulfilling. And I think that's really what we're trying to do when we talk about, acing our space and reclaiming our energy and really, living that healthy, happy lifestyle that we're all dreaming about, and of course it's a little different for everybody, mm-hmm. What you think is your happy, healthy life, may be different from mine, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. We're all individuals, but it's that, being accountable for what we do when we make a good decision, when we make a bad decision. And I have to remind people sometimes, even not making a decision sometimes is a decision.
Making a decision, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so being accountable to yourself first and foremost. And then you can be accountable to other people. If you're not accountable to you, there's no way you can be 100% accountable to other people because it's mm-hmm. just not something that you have instilled in yourself.
Well, that kind of reminds me, it's sort of the same thing. There's this mentor that I work with, and what he says is like, you need to be your word to yourself so that you know that you can trust yourself. Because mm-hmm. like, if you can't trust yourself to do what you say you're going to do, you can't trust other people. You have no reference point to be able to trust other people, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Right. And we always have excuses not to do things. Having your own business, this, like, I don't feel like working today. I don't have to work today. But if I don't, then tomorrow I'm going to have emails to check and other things, and I won't get to move my business forward the way I'd like. Mm-hmm. So again, it's that, excuse, it's a beautiful day. But the being accountable piece is, okay, yes, it's a beautiful day and I do want to go outside and get a walk in, but I need to do this first. So I had my healthy breakfast, my healthy lunch at this point. And then, I made some good decisions, what I ate and what I was going to work on before I went out to get my walk.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And of course too, it's like, I think we like, you mentioned earlier that you have fun experts with living healthy and healthy living, happy life is your tagline. I think it's important to book and time block those fun and happy things in. And it's just as important to do those if you want to sit there and answer one more email and the business is like, nope, it's time to go and, take
yes.
off or do, mm-hmm.
And this is where, and this is something that people either love or hate, and it's time blocking. This is where a calendar, and again, this is making that good decision to spend a little bit of time and looking at your calendar and saying, okay, mm-hmm. I work from, 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Okay, sometimes it's 3:30, 4 o'clock. But I don't work until 6 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, no matter what, I shut off so I can go out and enjoy the beautiful weather. Because beautiful weather in Minnesota is probably here till like the second week of October. And then it's all downhill from there.
Yeah. It's like snowing again, isn't it? So,
yeah.
You really do have to take advantage of it while you can. Mm-hmm. So what would you think is what's the most interesting thing that you have read or seen this week?
Well, since it's Monday.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll give you last week. So yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. In the past week, how about that?
So on Thursday, I participated in my mastermind group that I'm in. We did an evening program with a gentleman who does kind of a storytelling type of thing. And this particular thing was about, or this topic was about networking. So when you're networking with people, you're telling a story. You want to connect. So how do you connect with people when you're networking? It's not about passing the cards and saying, oh, I'm a health coach or I'm a life coach. What do I do is so much more. So this particular thing was about taking certain words and creating a story around that word. And one of the ladies who is part of this mastermind, she's retired. She retired at 59. And so she is into her next career. Mm-hmm. And she started with a health and wellness multi-level marketing company that does natural products. And she really loves it. And the most interesting thing that came out of this program that I did was the fact that she was blown away by the concept that we tend to listen to people. We sort of listen to people, but what we're actually doing, we're not really paying attention. We're not really connecting because we're already thinking about how we want to answer them. So that connection piece and the look on her face when she, it was kind of her aha moment. And that to me was so intriguing because here is this educated woman who's had this amazing career and something so simple like that. She's like, I had no idea that I was doing that and that people did that. It's just something that we can tend to do unconsciously or subconsciously. And so that was really an interesting thing because as much as I'm connecting with my experts and with our audience, that was something that I had to kind of step back and make sure, I have to make sure that I'm really connecting and paying attention. And so that was really one of the more interesting things. I think truly it was the look on her face that said it all and that stuck in my mind so clearly. But it really is the fact that in this day and age, with so much of what we're doing is online and not in person, is that we do try to connect, truly connect, eye to eye, heart to heart, that type of thing.
And take the time to to listen to what the people are saying instead of starting to formulate what you're going to say. It's like when they're done, then you can formulate what you're going to say. That's interesting. I love that. All right. One more question to you. So how old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?
I would probably be 23.
Okay. Got that. I love that one.
I'd be 23. Those are great years. I had a lot of energy. I still have a lot of energy, but I had a lot more back then. You know, life was, it was fun. It was exciting because I had no idea what the next thing was. Mm-hmm. And I was okay with that.
Perfect. I love that. So I think you have a gift for the audience. So can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So this is something that I created a couple of years ago and have recently upgraded and updated. Mm-hmm. It's called 5 Dinners in an Hour. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I put this program together, it's in a beautiful handout, kind of a flip book that mm-hmm. you can watch, you know, look on the internet, you can print it out. And truly what it does is it helps you to ace your space in the kitchen. Helps you plan your meals and do 1 hour of prepping a week. And even to the point where you can cook for 1 hour and you can make 5 dinners in 1 hour, put them in the refrigerator, freeze them, whatever makes sense for you. And then you have them for the rest of the week when, you know, when you're busy, you don't have to think about it. 1 hour on a Sunday or even on a Saturday can make the rest of your week. Just, you can ace your week too.
Ooh, I'm excited. I'm excited for that one. And the link for that one will be down below or somewhere around this interview page. So that is great. Well, now let me ask you before we finish up, do you have any final thoughts for the audience?
Ooh, final thoughts for the audience. Ooh, what little piece of tidbit can I mention? Final thoughts. I would say, when it comes to information overload, there's a lot of people on the internet. There mm-hmm. are a lot of people, there are a lot of gurus, there are a lot of sales pages. I would just say, read up on who you believe. Do a little bit of research before you make decisions on when it comes to your health and wellness. There are a lot of people out there, but most people are out there for, you know, for your benefit and want to help you. But you do need to sift through the noise and through some of the clutter. So I would just recommend, you know, just making sure that you're cognizant of that. And you can always come to livinghealthylist.com because we're there to help you.
Very good. Thank you so much, Denise. I've so enjoyed interviewing you today, and I know that the audience is going to enjoy this just as much as I did. And Ace Your Spacers, thanks so much for being here today. We have another great interview for you tomorrow, so I'll look forward to seeing you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you.